lithium operations.
We're going to have to call it there, Doug. And thank you so much for that last update. And we're going to be going now to the cabaret program doing an encore presentation.
Support comes from Boulder Digital Arts, offering live instructor-led classes that are held on Zoom, so you can still raise your hand and ask the instructor a question. More information at boulderdigitalarts.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight on the Cabaret, we'll be featuring highlights from two performances from 2018, the first from Scott Seskind, followed by Junior Burke. Scott Seskind spoke with Ginger Perry. This was a couple years after he had a song that appeared on a compilation CD put together by an Australian DJ who kind of gave him some more recent notoriety after not having played for a number of years.
And we are here on the Cabaret Show here on KGNU with Scott Seskind and Julie Seskind. And Scott's going to start with a song called Stuck in a Mode. Take it away, Scott.
Stuck in a mode, unable to smile. Not in a groove, and I'm not in style. And I feel sadness in my mind. I don't know why, but I don't cry. And the tears appear, they don't fall. Sitting in restaurants on my own, waiting for the rain to go. There's so much to say that I haven't said. Feelings are left inside of my head. If I can just let out what I have inside, I think that I will be alright. I've been so far down, it's hard to see, buried in stupidity. If I can't let it out, it'll rot inside, twist and turn and end up as lies. And the tears appear, they don't fall. There's anger and greed and envy inside. Muted feelings for those who have died. There's you in your dreams and you who you are. You're the nicest guy with the cruelest desires. If I can just let out what I have inside, I think that I will be alright. If I succeed, you'll say you're not surprised. But did you know that I can't cry? You always said I could do what I want. Then you'd leave the room, leave it up to me, as if it was all so easy. And the tears appear, they don't fall. Why do I struggle? Why do I fight? What is this need to prove what I might? I wanna rise above what I've risen before, 'cause I know that I can do much more. If I can just let out what I have inside, I think that I will be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright.
Thank you,
so
Ginger.
Nice to have you, Scott, here on KGNU on the Cabaret Show. And got a new song coming up, right?
That's right. I picture somebody dancing alone on a dance floor in a bar. P-
pendulum in the other direction. I can see things from your perspective, July. I'm afraid I might be successful, you are. I'm afraid I might be a failure, you are. Right, you are. Right, you are. Oh, so this is what life is. Who would I rather be than I'm being? Where would I rather go than I'm going? I don't know. What would I rather feel than I'm feeling? Hurt than I'm hurting? Love than I'm loving? I don't know. I don't know. So this is what life is. Something's got me in a bad mood. I can't decide what inside's worth saving. You are. Looking for myself in the movies. There you are. For myself in my music. There you are. There you are. There you are. Oh, so this is what life is. What would I rather do than I'm doing? Who would I rather see than I'm seeing? I don't know. What would I rather work than I'm working? Sing than I'm singing? Live than I'm living? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Scott is a sissy boy. Scott is a sissy. So much anger, so much hate, so much sorrow, so much waste. Even when the news is bad and angry people rule the land. Even when I'm feeling sad, overwhelmed by doing bad. Carry on for you. Even though it's all set up for white folk who get so caught up. Even though it's pounded in the way that things are caving in. Carry on for you. Carry on for you. Even though it's hard, I'll carry on. I'll carry on. And it's hard, sometimes really hard. And it's hard sometimes, I know. Even though I'm so confused and hardly ever really used. Even though I don't know how I feel. Carry on for you. Even when it all seems dark and I can't seem to hold a spark. Even when I feel alone, want nothing more than to go home. Carry on for you. I'll carry on for you. Even though it's hard, I'll carry on. I will carry on. It's hard sometimes, really hard. And it's hard sometimes, I know. Even when I'm feeling weak, my morals down below my knees. Even when my humor leaves me all caught up in my pet peeves. Even when I'm angry at myself for being lazy. When my spirit's stuck and heavy for this world I'm not ready. even when it's hard for me to make it through the day. You make it easier for me to say I love you. I'll carry on for you, even though it's hard. I'll carry on, I will carry on, I will carry on.
Beautiful. Juliet, you add a lot to that song with your drums.
Thank you.
We're here at the Cabaret Show with Scott Seskine and Juliet Seskine. Scott, you've been singing for a long time. When did you put out your first release?
1985, the year my son was born.
Nice. And you had stuck in a mode on that song with our beloved Madam Andrews,
yeah,
too. Madam Andrews, of course, founded the show here, the Gospel Chime Hour, which is heard still on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. And she was a beloved member of the KGN community, just a smile on her face, radiant, and always there with a hug for you. Give me a hug, baby. Give me another hug, she'd say. So how did she end up being on your record?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ginger.
Did I have something to do with it?
Probably. But she lived in an apartment in Denver, right?
Right, Thornton. Mm-hmm.
And I had already recorded that song on my four-track cassette recorder. And I brought the recorder to her apartment. And I had the lyrics written out. And I set the recorder on her kitchen table. And, you know, she just did it.
She added a lot to that song, too.
Oh, yeah. And
the backup vocals.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite part of the record is when she's singing on it.
Yeah. She had an amazing voice, could play the piano like nobody's business. And we still miss Madam Andrews here, KGNU.
Another great story about Madam Andrews, she had dementia, right, at the end of her life.
Right.
But she came to the nursing home to sing, where I work, and her dementia was pretty bad, but as soon as she got behind the keyboard, all of the music came back.
Right. She could play the piano still, and she could come up with words. She needed a little help, but she'd swing right into it. So anyway, you got something else for us here?
Did you want to say something about this song being on Sky Girl?
Oh, yeah. This is a song that's one of my favorites, actually. It's got a great line in here about meeting our wives. Right. Maybe we'll meet our wives. And tell us about Sky Girl. It kind of opened some doors for you. New directions in your music.
Yeah, somebody chose this song to be on the Sky Girl compilation. And more people, heard my song on that than on anything else.
But what was the Sky Girl compilation? Where was it released and just what was it?
It was a compilation of, like, unknown people like me.
Like, who put it together?
A guy in Australia.
Wow.
And it did surprisingly well in kind of a, you know, what do you call, independent, unknown, like nobody's ever heard of. Sort of like losers, like people who never made it. They put them all on one compilation.
And then you heard from a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
And opened up some doors in England and
various
places.
Sophie Asquith in London has been helping me out, and I think there are people in other countries listening right now.
And that inspired you to pick up your music more.
That's true.
And you're going to put out a new release when you can.
I hope to.
Okay.
Okay. This is something I wrote a few days before my friend arrived. I remember. I remember meeting you, George. I was 14. Now I'm 31. You're my oldest friend. I remember. I remember driving through the canyon with two girls we just met. Your hand was on her breast, and I was impressed. From the beach to the heat in the valley. I remember coming over and from the back room hearing you and your mother fighting about something you didn't do. I remember. now your ma's almost dying, and you feel all on your own. And I'm sitting here almost crying, but I want you to know you won't be alone when she goes. You were someone to go off to, and someone to stay up with, someone I could talk to, and someone to play with. I hope my son finds a friend like you. I remember driving to Seattle. I was 16. We were stopping at the lakes and the streams and the forest. Those were good times. I remember driving to Seattle. I remember walking. You were talking about changes. I said, let's turn around, but you said, keep walking. We might meet our wives there. I remember walking and talking. I remember being angry when you got into that nightclub without me, left me outside. But I was your ride, so I waited. And now your ma's dying. She's just lying in bed. And I can't help but wonder if it was my ma instead. You did things while I backed out. You stood up while I snuck back. You did things while I backed out. You stood up while I snuck back. People thought we were drunk or taking something. We were only having fun, never taking none. I remember swimming in the ocean, even when we didn't want to, but we had to because we said we would. I remember swimming in the ocean. I remember listening to Bowie and Elton and the Beatles, and curling weights till the blood in our veins was bulging. I remember all your secrets that no one knew, in the middle of the night, in my parents' back room. And now your ma's almost dying, and you feel all on your own. And I'm sitting here almost crying, but I want you to know you won't be alone when she goes. No, you won't be alone when she goes.
Scott Seskind here on KGNU, the Cabaret Show.
Okay. With Juliet Slingsby on drums. It's a sad day in the USA. The truth went down to protect a name. I'm sincerely surprised. I know people lie. I've just never heard it quite this clear. I should have known. I've been told it's still hard to take how much of life is fake when you're led to believe when you were young goodness would prevail. Playing a game, you're telling a lie, you're screwing around with good people's lives, acting so enraged by the charges laid, as if you're so pure. This time you show rage to cover up what is really shame. And it's clear to me you need to scream just to hide the truth. Now cut it out, quit acting like you don't know what we're all talking about. You act so surprised, disbelief in your eyes, that a person would do such a nasty thing. You make me sick the way you depict damage to your name. This time because of your lie, it'll fester inside of your guilty heart. And I won't forget, as long as you sit upon that bench that you sit on lies. And I must remember I'm not alone, and see comfort from those I know.
So this is, will be the last song that Julie's going to play drums on.
Okay.
So let's especially focus on that.
And, okay, everybody pay attention.
No.
And because it's the last song, it's the song's called Last Song.
Oh, thanks what for a that. Coincidence.
Okay. This is my last song. This is it. I lived an easy life, I was young. None of the big things overcome. They propped us up with easy things, we wouldn't have to suffer, and kept the world away from us with little money buffers. And life became so meaningless with nothing more to ponder. I'm not gonna stop, I'm not going out, even though I'm down. I am not out, this might come back stronger. Well, life becomes harder in that we don't know what to do, whereas our forefathers saw the point of being true. I think I know now where I stand, more clear on who I think I am. I see my great-grandfather, I'm not gonna stop, I'm not going out, even though I'm down. I am not out, I just might come back strong. I slept around in the chaise lounge between the gardener and the pool man. It didn't feel good, but I didn't get up. I never even offered him a hand. Turn me around, I'll make a brand new plan. It's really no big deal, I'm not gonna stop.
eyes and curse the world. Dirty words, become a money player. And I don't blame you for your deeds. I see the larger picture, but I must admit I cannot fit in clothes you buy. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not going out. Even though I'm down, I am not out. I just might come back strong. I've been looking for trouble where there's none. Should I go back to where I came from? Do I need more money to be someone? When I have my family, I love. Thank you for listening, and you know, thank you to my friends and family and coworkers. If I could push and then become that thing that I've been dreaming of, I would flow more easily, like floating without gravity. Suddenly release would come out of where it started from, and I'd feel better for a while with my power in a pile. I'd ride around on top of things and see what fame and fortune brings. But I don't think that that would last, 'cause I get bored with fortunes fast. It has more to do with feeling good and doing what you knew you could. I hang on to you, I hang on to you. And God, I know the other side, I know the world your beauty hides. I know your mom, I know your dad, I've heard the fights that we've all had. And I won't make you bring that up, if you won't make me cover up. And suddenly it's clear to me who I'm turning out to be. Maybe too late to make a change, but just in time to rearrange. I hang on to you, I hang on to you, I still hang on to you.
Scott Susskind here on Cabaret.
You are tuned into an encore edition of Cabaret featuring live vocal music recorded from 2018. We just heard Scott Susskind. In the second half of the program, we're going to hear from Junior Burke, who spoke with KGNU's Will Two-Step.
Tonight we have two fine musicians. We have Junior Burke, and he's going to be accompanied with by Max Davies. And we're going to be focusing on some of Junior Burke's newest release called Spot of Time. Gentlemen, if you will, please.
I went out to the Hazelwood, 'cause a fire was in my head, and cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, dropped the berry in a stream and I caught a little silver trout. Sing, wandering Angus, sing a song of joy. Sing, wandering Angus, sing, you silly boy. when I laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame. But something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair. Called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air, saying, sing, wandering Angus, sing a song of joy, sing, wandering Angus, sing, you silly boy. I am old with wandering through hollow land and hilly land. I will find where she has gone and kiss her lips, take her hand, and walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done. The silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. Sing, wandering Angus. Sing. Song of joy, sing, wandering Angus, sing, you silly boy. Everything I've heard of you is true. Everything I've heard of you is not true. Everything I've heard of you is true, and it isn't true. Everything I've heard of you is not true, and it isn't not true. And now I know. Everything I've heard of you is not true. So I crossed the dead ocean to the land of the pagan. Now I'm lost in a prison where the walls are all golden, where the doors never open. I am dead, I am dreaming, and my body is burning. Every green eye is hiding. Now the white men are landing in the black velvet nothing. I will dance if you whip me. I will pray if you beat me. I will sing if you cut me. I will die if you let me. I will die if you let me. I'm dead, I'm dreaming, and my body is burning. Every green eye is hiding. Now the white men are landing in the black velvet nothing. In the black velvet nothing.
This is Cabaret on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And you were listening to Junior Burke, accompanied with Max Davies. Max, you did the producing, recording, and mixing and all this on the Spot of Time release that we're speaking of. Tell us about the process. What was going on?
Essentially, I wanted to kind of have a germ of Junior as he really is, mm-hmm. as a human being, playing an instrument. And so I was pretty fixed on having him sit and play guitar and sing as much as possible. And I'd say for most of the tracks, that's what happened. There was a couple that we did a couple just guitar and then did some vocal takes later. Mm-hmm. But overall, that was the general gist of things.
What was the time frame from first recordings to mixdown? And
recording was pretty quick as far as Junior was concerned. We probably did it in about 2 months, I would say, with a few sessions and some rehearsal before that as a preamble. And mixdown and overdubs took a little bit longer, and then it kind of sat and cured for a while, mm-hmm. and then it came out this year, but it's been kind of waiting and gearing up to be done for, I'd say, about a year or so.
Okay.
Overall, it was a pretty easy record to make. as far as records go. Involved with, yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing that. I'm sure the listeners are interested in that. More live music. What's in the next tune?
This is a song called Off to the Races, and I want to say that the one that we just played was, again, you know, this is a record that has a poetic base to it, and the one we just played White Man Landing, was inspired by Arthur Rimbaud, the French symbolist poet. I had a book of his poems, and one of the translations said, shouts, drums, dance, 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 I cannot even see the time when white men landing, I shall fall into nothingness. And just from that, for some reason, that intrigued me. And I was quite young when I wrote that song. Mm-hmm. I was 24. And when I did write it, I'd never really written anything like it. And the song kind of got rediscovered for me. The great guitarist who's from Denver, Janet Fetter, recorded it and sang it as well on a record that she made a couple of years ago. And she did such a beautiful job, it sort of reignited the song for me. And we did a version of it again because it was based on poetry. And I don't even necessarily know consciously what that song means. I think it's maybe about colonization. Maybe it's about even space colonization. I have no idea. But like I said, I was quite pleased with myself when I wrote it because I was so young when I wrote it. And then I realized that Arthur Rimbaud had stopped writing poetry at the age of 19. So that sort of took the shine off it for me.
Janet play it with the same tuning? With the drop?
You know, Janet does so many things with her guitar. She plays a baritone guitar and she puts, she does what's called prepared guitar. And she puts things like
paper clips
and things like that on the strings, mm-hmm. and gets a lot of percussion. So I'm not sure if it was a tuning or not, but she did a beautiful job. And it sort of rediscovered the song for me.
It kind of reminds me of that story about when Columbus landed.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the natives couldn't see the ships. They were invisible to them because they'd never seen that. They couldn't gronk it.
Interesting.
Because they didn't know it, they couldn't see it. So for me, it kind of conjures up that story.
That's fascinating. Yeah, again, I've written, I think, two songs in my life that I don't really understand how or they came to me, but that's one of them. And this next one is, this is a more recent song. I wrote this just a couple of years ago, but I was, of all things, watching the Kentucky Derby, mm-hmm. and they had some sort of delay in the race, and so while I was there, I had my guitar with me, and I started off writing a song about the Kentucky Derby because there was a delay. I just let my mind go wherever it would go, and all of a sudden, because again, we carry all these thoughts around with us that are they're not conscious and they're not necessarily linear, you know. So I just let my mind go, and all sorts of things came up. So this is called Off to the Races. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the races is just the Kentucky Derby or maybe it's the human race, too. I don't know. Human race, too. I don't know. Well, let's... Well, it's off to the races. Gonna see how they run. Off to the races. See how they run. Find a seat in the grandstand. Under the sun. Now the racetrack is muddy from the mid-morning rain. Track is all muddy from the mid-morning rain. Sit and sip your mint julep just to lessen the strain. Don't you know Robert Johnson was a dangerous man? You know Robert Johnson was a dangerous man. In the time that you're given, gotta give what you can. Allen Ginsberg wrote Visions on a hydrogen cloud. Ginsberg wrote Visions on a hydrogen cloud. You can get what you pray for once you say it out loud.
There's a page in the Bible that is bloodstained and torn. Page in the Bible, bloodstained and torn. There's a beast in the desert who has yet to be born. Time to strap on your sandals for to walk toward the sun. Strap on your sandals, walk toward the sun. They may say the world's ending, but it's barely begun. So it's off to the races, see how they run. Off to the races, see how they run. Find a seat in the grandstand, under the sun.
Nice, very nice. You guys do sound really well together. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. Junior Burke and Max Davies, ladies and gentlemen, here at KGNU Cabaret Room. And we're back to some recorded music. What's the next one and what track number, if you can recall?
This is track number 6, and it actually comes on the record right after Off to the Races. But this is a song called Medusa, and besides just writing standalone songs, I also have a history of writing for the theater, and this is a song from a musical called Mythos, which was, I'd say it was a children's musical, but I don't know, it's pretty sophisticated and it needs to be performed by adults. It premiered in Auburn, New York, which is a small town around Syracuse, but they have quite a history. Besides being part of the Underground Railroad, they had quite a theatrical history. It was always a mecca for shows opening in the 20th century before they go to New York, and they still have a very vibrant theater scene. And I wrote this is a song where I really functioned exclusively as a lyricist. My daughter was very interested in the Greek myths, so I wanted to write something for her, I think. And this is a song called Medusa, and again, I wrote the lyrics. The music was written by Brian Shea and Aaron Humphrey, who are both they're New York composers.
A venue, and hopefully you're enjoying the music too out there, listeners. What's next off this album, Spot of Time? What's our next choice?
This is another W.B. Yeats poem that I set to music. When I was a young writer, I thought my music was pretty interesting, but I didn't think my lyrics were. And so I had this book of poems by Yeats, and I just felt like, you know, this is the kind of language you should aspire to. And so I started setting some of his poems to music, just to see what it would be like to work with that kind of language. And my intention was to set a whole bunch of them. I really only ended up setting like 2, maybe 3, because I started at the front of the book. Luckily, I didn't even know this consciously at the time, but those were 2 songs that were in the public domain, you know, so I didn't really have to worry about rights or anything. So this is another Yeats song. This is called To an Isle in the Water. It's quite romantic, and it goes exactly like this. Shy one of my heart. She stands in the firelight, pensively apart. Carries in the dishes, lays them in a row. To an isle in the water, with her I would go.
With her I would go. With her I would go. She carries in the candles, lights the curtained room. She's shy in the doorway, she's so shy in the gloom. Shy as a rabbit, helpful and shy, to an isle in the water. With her I would fly. With her I would fly. With her would I fly. With her I would go, with her would I go. Shy one of my heart, stands in the firelight, pensively apart. Carries in the dishes, lays them in a row, to an aisle in the water. With her I would go.
And you said that was about 2 years old, you wrote that?
Oh, no, that one, that goes way back. Okay. I was 22 when I wrote that song, so that was like 9 years ago. He evokes laughter from the studio.
Somebody once told me, and I guess this is maybe more appropriate for the times as an egalitarian comment, but somebody once said, whenever you ask a woman's age, you never say that they're over 25. But maybe that's just, you know, applicable all across the
mm-hmm.
board.
Mm-hmm. It's good manners.
Well, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda says you should never tell anybody your age because then they'll pigeonhole you. They'll just, and I think that's kind of interesting.
Yes, that
is. He's a source of many wonderful quotes, including, "No life is wasted. You can always be a bad example."
That's the truth.
That is true. There's many of those out there.
Plenty of bad examples in positions of authority.
What's our next tune?
Well, the next tune is a song that Max and I played live. We didn't put this on the record. We thought of putting it on the record because it actually does have a literary connect as well. This is a song by Richard Farina, who was a wonderful songwriter, and I played dulcimer, I think I mentioned, on one song on the record, and the whole reason I played dulcimer was because of Richard Farina. He was married to Joan Baez's sister, Mimi, and he was a wonderful dulcimer player. He was half Cuban and half Irish, and he was also, early on, before the Beatles, he was way on to Ravi Shankar, so his approach to the dulcimer was like nobody else's. It was very rhythmic, and it was very sometimes it sounds like a sitar, and I just fell in love with that instrument and with his songs. He was a great songwriter. The song that we're going to play is a song that he was known as a folk singer and folk artist, but he was even there. Was it before Dylan? It might have been a couple of months before Dylan. He electrified this song, you know, so he might have got there not as famously, but in some ways he might have been there first in terms of electrifying folk music.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote one novel called Been Down So Long It Looks Like Up to Me. I think he would have written a better novel had he lived longer. But tragically, when that novel was released, he went to a signing in Carmel and got on a motorcycle after it was over and was killed in 1966. But this is one of his songs, and his songs are fantastic. And this is probably the one that I love the most. It's called Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm. long, long way down to Reno, Nevada, and a long, long way to your home. And the change in your pocket is beginning to grumble, and you reap just about what you sow. You can walk down the street, pass your face in the window, you can keep on fooling around. You can work day and night, take a chance on tomorrow, you can fall through a hole in the ground. And there ain't no game like the game you've been playing when you got a little something to lose. And there ain't no time like the time you've been wasting, and you waste just about what you choose. There's a time to be moving, and a time to be grooving, and a time just for climbing the walls. But the odds, they have doubled, and it ain't worth the trouble, and you're never going nowhere at all. It's a long, long way down to Reno, Nevada, and a long, long way to your home. And the ground underneath you is beginning to tremble, and the sky up above you has grown. There's a man at the table, and you know he's been able to return on the odds that you lay. But you can't feed your hunger, and you ain't getting younger, and your tongue ain't got nothing to say.
Junior Burke wrapping up the cabaret program this evening. In the first half of the show, we heard from Scott Susskind. Both Scott and Junior joined us in 2018, and this is a encore performance of the cabaret where you can tune in every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned at the top of the hour. Corriente is coming up.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're now listening to KGNU's Corriente. Thank you.
caminos pensada. Como las latitudes, somos la recta atravesada. Viento erosiona la piedra, agua moldea el cauce. Dulce tu canto reúne todos los nombres del aire. Viento erosiona la piedra, agua moldea el cauce. Dulce tu canto reúne todos los nombres del aire.
Somos la recta atravesada.